first episodes have arrived on Cartoon Network. And so to celebrate the show's new episodes, we're doing a special behind-the-scenes look on the Steven Universe podcast. So today we're spotlighting Maid of Honor and Reunited. And so I've got storyboard artist Lamar Abrams, storyboard supervisor Hillary Florino, and Michaela Dietz, who voices Amethyst, back on the podcast to tell us more about these episodes. So thank you guys so much for coming back and talking to me.
Thank you.
Thanks
for having us.
Yeah. So let's start out with Maid of Honor. You know, this is a big episode for Bismuth coming back and everything. So
she's back.
This was,
she's back in Bismuth.
The puns were too much. I feel like the puns in this show have been, like, especially in these five episodes in particular, have just gotten so, like, just on point.
Oh, you know? Thanks. I feel like with Bismuth, too, it's like we love back in Bismuth and, like,
right,
playing with that. And, like, I don't know. I feel like maybe we do it too much with her, but because that's
no.
like.
No.
No?
It's never too much.
No,
more?
It's
never.
I want to cringe all the time. No, real talk, I really like puns, and like the worse they are, the better they are.
Yeah,
keep them coming.
I like the Bismuth me much.
Yeah,
that was a fun new twist on it, Lamar.
Yeah, it's fun to also see them like in their world talking about like, will this work? Like you come out and you say,
yeah,
eh? And like
nailed it.
They're in a pitch room. That's great. Because you boarded this one, right?
Yeah, I did.
Awesome.
Nice work.
Thank you. I didn't board it by myself. I boarded it with...
right, yeah, but... You and Christine, right?
Yeah.
So this episode also is big because it's like the State of the Gems conflict. Like, Steven's state of mind, you know, is big in this, and it's... He like, talks to Bismuth, and it shows a lot about both of them. Did you board, like, that scene in particular?
Yeah, him getting into like that room where all the gems are bubbled and getting Bismuth out, and their whole conversation. It was actually like there's a lot of just talk about what Steven should say to her, because we just felt like it was really important to like let people know that he was sorry and feeling regret for what they did to her. And even like that end scene, there was a lot of like notes and back and forth about like Bismuth's feelings on him being like this kind of leader figure, like her place in the group. Like it felt like a real, like, you know, oh man, this friend we haven't seen in a while, like we had a falling out and we want to reconcile, but like how do we do that? Like do we apologize? How should we apologize? Like what are we sorry for? Like what
are we sorry?
Are we sorry? Like
right.
You know, like there was so much, and I feel like, I don't know, that's like a very like real thing that people deal with. So having to put it into a way that let you feel like, you know, Bismuth is okay, Steven is okay, like their friends are going to be okay, like was really, it took a lot of work.
And also, like, logistically, how much are you recapping on screen for a story, like the story that you, the viewer knows, and in the absence of that, what responses do you lead in that give you the information that you just heard this story?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some people are watching this for the first time being like, who's Bismuth?
Don't you know?
None of your business.
Again, the puns.
The only pun.
I didn't realize how much I missed Bismuth until this episode, because like, just like everything was pitch perfect. I love when she found out about Pink and then boiled her head in lava.
Yeah.
She's like, oh yeah, everything's fine. And then she just turns around and just gurgles lava. And I'm like, I feel like that was my reaction.
That was my reaction drawing it. Like, I was like, she has to react in like a huge way. And I'm glad that pool of lava was there.
Yeah.
Because we did that like before she was in the forge, the first time she shows him, like she kind of takes like a lava shower. So that's like she loves lava.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like she's an emotional character and also like super like chill and down to earth. Like, you know, she was like really mad before and with good reason, and she had some different views, but like you can still like just talk to her, you know.
Yeah.
Like that was the feeling I wanted to get. Like I didn't want it to feel like she was hiding any of her emotions. Like seeing her like dunk her head and like scream was like very satisfying. Yeah. Like yeah, like that's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
there is, yeah. And it also ties a lot together with, like, her understanding why Rose, you know, would have reacted in that way that didn't make sense at the time and everything. Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to ask about, like, the implications of, like, you know, Bismuth's place on the team and Steven's, like, leadership, which you talked about when they talked for the second mm-hmm. time. What do you guys think about, like, Bismuth framing Steven as, like, the team leader?
Do you think he accepts it?
I think, like, he heard her out, but that's, like, in the back of his mind. Like, he isn't really like, yeah, you're right, I'm the leader of the Crystal Gem.
Oh, wait, what? I thought I heard that line in there somewhere. What? Yeah.
My name is the show's name.
Right, Bismuth, I'm in charge. Get up.
Is Zach in the room?
Yeah, this is uncanny.
Wait, what was the question?
I was just wondering about, like, the like, just like the implications of, you know, what Bismuth thought about Steven being the leader of the team, and, like, you know, why she saw him that way. And what do you think his thoughts on that are?
I think for Bismuth, it was just like, that's what's cool about Bismuth, her honesty. Like, she'll tell you exactly mm-hmm. how she's feeling. And again, like, whether or not Steven, like, agreed, like, he knows that's how Bismuth feels. Like, there's not going to be any guessing, like, later on. Like, and I don't know, I think it was important to say, because it's not anything we've ever really said mm-hmm. before. Like, no one's ever been like, Steven, we're only the Crystal Gems because you're here. You know, like, we see that, and we see them, like, support each other in this way where they're, like, a family, but we've never had anyone just, like, straight up say, like, hey, you're the glue.
Yeah.
For this, mm-hmm. like, operation.
I certainly feel... Who cares what they're feeling? Let's talk about my feelings. I feel... It's really exciting because everyone's growing and changing. You're seeing different aspects of Garnet. Because, I mean, Garnet's kind of like the default leader.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great. Mm. And I think it's exciting to incorporate... Because I wouldn't say that she's, like, not the leader, but Steven has stepped up. Like, they're more equal.
Yeah. It's a weird, like, I think just the idea that Steven's the glue that's keeping them together mm-hmm. is something. And Garnet being the leader, yeah, like, of course, because, like, she's Garnet and Steven can't. Steven can't be like, all right, Gems, mobilize, like, do this and that or whatever. Like, that's not his role. But it also, I don't know, it kind of speaks to just, like, just a message about the show. Like, I don't feel like anyone feels like
no one's taking orders.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, Garnet's the boss. Right. She's just telling us what to do. I hate this job. no one's coming to the table in that way. And, you know, they're all, like, you know, everybody kind of ran off to deal with their emotions right now. Like, mm-hmm. you know, no one's told, like, hey, don't go deal with your emotions. Like, stay here and, like, let's fight.
You know, perhaps it's recognizing the power of individual roles to the group. Because, yeah, Steven is, like, Garnet does take charge a lot, mm-hmm. but Steven does, like, bind them.
Yeah.
And that's...
He's a binding agent.
It's a beautiful thing.
Garnet's like the commander. When they enter the battle, you know.
It's interesting that, sorry, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh, well, once Rose left, why didn't Pearl step up more?
Pearl was probably a mess. She was
I think she just couldn't. Okay.
And I think early on, too, it seemed like Pearl was holding on to the idea that maybe Rose wasn't gone. So, like,
okay. Yeah.
Like, what's the episode 3, Gems and a Baby?
Mm-hmm. Did you do that one?
Yeah. But they're in the back seat and it's that snowstorm and, you know, Pearl is ready to pull out Steven's gem. And I feel like out of the three of them, like, Garnet was the most like, you know, I accept what is going on. And they kind of needed that to, like, hold them together. Because otherwise, like, I don't know, something bad could happen to that baby.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. And now Steven's like coming into his own. How do you think having Bismuth on the team will affect their, like, dynamic?
It'll be fine. I feel like they're, like, used to having her around.
They welcomed her so warm. I mean, yeah. It was so warm when they...
Yeah.
It's like when you don't see a friend for a few years and you just kind of fall back into, like, how you talk and, like, go out and do stuff. That's what it feels
like. I love that feeling.
Yeah.
I feel like Bismuth is a, like, I want Bismuth as a friend.
Yeah.
Like,
true.
Yeah.
Get into, like, just the right amount of trouble together. And, like, good jokes.
Check in on you.
Yeah.
Just do some, like, casual metalworking.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like, hey, you want to...
Be like, yo, you want to go smelt some stuff? Yes, weld please. Some... What is it? Smelting? Welding?
All of those things.
Oh, okay, thanks.
All the above, yeah.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to say, like, hit the metal, but, like, that's not a saying.
Oh,
pedal
to the metal.
So. Oh. What is the thing when you work out? Iron?
Oh, pumping some iron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sports.
What is?
Lamar Sports Abrams.
Pedal to the iron.
Yeah.
That's me.
Let's go jogging later.
That's cool.
Okay, on that note, let's move on to Reunited next. Let's just keep that discussion going. Coming right up.
Been putting off buying new glasses? Zenni Optical offers a huge variety of high-quality, stylish frames and state-of-the-art optics starting at just $6.95. We've got all the great frame styles you want in materials like titanium, carbon fiber, and high-luster acetate. Plus, Zenni offers prescription glasses and sunglasses. So at this great price, you can build your eyewear wardrobe. You can get 10% off your entire order with code 360. So visit Zenni, Z-E-N-N-I, today at ZenniOptical.com and use code 360.
All right, Michaela and Hillary and Lamar are still here with us, and they're ready to talk about Reunited. So let's jump into it.
This is
like the big like, you know, climax to the whole wedding arc, and I just love this two-parter. It's great. The wedding outfits are the first thing I just want to gush about because. Oh my gosh.
Outfits, yes.
Yeah.
It's so fun. I loved seeing Ruby's, you know, Ruby's dress and Sapphire's tux. They're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Peridot's dress.
Yes.
That was unexpected.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Suits. Everyone in suits. Mm-hmm. Let's get them in them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Love a good suit.
Oh, yeah. That's Pearl's Empire City suit.
Yeah, it was
fits her like a glove.
Yeah, it's bespoke.
Yeah, there's no need to get another one. She's too pragmatic, you know.
You hold on to that.
Also, like Bismuth in armor.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Not a suit that's great. That's like Jaden Smith showing up to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whose wedding was that?
Right.
He showed up in like a white Batman thing, and it's like I don't remember who was getting married. I remember that.
It's amazing.
Batman outfit though.
Yeah.
Imagine being like one of the choice. Humans at this wedding and just being like, I don't know what's going on, but I support you. Like,
yeah.
And why is she wearing armor, you know?
She must be important.
Well, a lot of, like, military guys, they'll wear their, like, military uniforms.
Mm.
It was for the Stephen pun, says, you guys. You're looking sharp. You're looking That's sharp. Me. Yes.
That was me.
Good job.
Wait, which pun?
You're looking sharp.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Was that you?
Yeah. I just remember saying it in the room. I got it.
Let's just design this entire outfit just for this. Mm-hmm. Just for this.
It was that.
I love it. Right. And again, the decision of Ruby and Sapphire deciding to be together and wanting to be themselves with each other. What did you guys think?
Oh, we love it.
Adorable?
Yes.
Next question.
I guess other info is that it took a lot to get this episode made.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like, hey, we pitched this, and I don't know. I think there was a lot of, like,
this is not your everyday episode. It's a special episode. It's a two-parter, and it's a special episode.
It's a marriage.
And it's a marriage.
Of, like, I mean, that specifically,
yes,
like,
yeah.
That these two characters are getting married, I think is where some problems arise. Like, just not with the crew or anything, but just, like, it took some work to get this made.
Yeah, totally.
And once we found out that it was getting made without, like, edits or anything like that, we were all very, like, happy because, I don't know, it felt like a lot of the show was building up to this, being able to show this at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And... yeah, it came out beautifully, and I'm so glad we got to make it.
Yeah, and what Garnet, like, represents as a character, so it's so important to so many people.
Yeah, yeah. Know? It's beautiful.
And the kiss. Oh, the my gosh.
No chin.
So sweet. It was crazy, just, like, I didn't realize how much I missed Garnet, too. You know, like, throughout this whole arc, and then Garnet was back, and I was just like, suddenly everything is right with the world. Like, yeah. You know, like, I love Ruby and Sapphire, but, like, Garnet being gone just, like, left a void in my heart.
Is Garnet your favorite couple, too?
Yeah, I feel like it's everybody. Like,
that callback is so funny in the last episode.
Yeah. Oh, my favorite couple.
Yeah, it's so funny.
When Bismuth just, like, breaks out in tears in this episode, seeing, the marriage, and it's just like, I love everything about it. Mm-hmm. And then of course you got the action, right, with Blue Diamond and Yellow Diamond and everything. It was nuts.
Oh, that happens.
The cluster coming in and everything.
Yeah,
the second part,
the arm wrestling.
Yeah, whose idea was that?
That's such a cool visual.
Jeff did the arm wrestling, or Mickey?
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was Rebecca's idea, but
they were supposed to fight somehow, and mm-hmm. it turned into, like, they're just gonna arm wrestle. But I don't remember. I can't recall, like,
who accepted the idea.
Yeah, but it worked out.
One other thing I really, really enjoyed was seeing Garnet standing up to Blue Diamond after we saw them in The Answer, right? When Blue Diamond sort of, you know, just sort of gets them in trouble for fusing in the court and disrupting the court and everything. Garnet just finally has a chance to go, you know, give her what for or whatever. That was really satisfying to me.
Mm-hmm.
It was deserved.
Yeah. Well, how many years was it? Like 10 million, 10,000?
Yeah.
Or however many since she last confronted or even saw, like, Blue Diamond. It was a really important moment for Garnet to, like, finally be able to confront her with, like, tears in her eyes and, like, stand up to her so that mm-hmm. she could get a barn dropped on her head.
Yeah.
Which is very satisfying as well. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Lapis coming in clutch in this episode was so, just, like, the timing, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
She's back.
She's back with the barn.
Yeah.
I also wondered if this is a callback to when Steven was on the moon base and was talking to Lapis about coming back to Earth, and he was like, yeah, you can put the barn down on the beach, you know, we can be neighbors. And she's like, okay. And then she just brings it down and plops it down on the beach. And just also, you know, Blue Diamond happens to be standing there as well. But, you know,
yeah, less about neighborly love and more about weaponizing. Yeah.
Saving your
friend. More about saving your
friend. It was a beautiful barn. A shame to see it go.
Mm-hmm.
But That was a smart move overall. And seeing, what was your reaction when Lapis was like, I felt worse when she was the one person who was able to resist Blue's, like, tear power, her, like, emotion power.
That was amazing.
I laughed.
I want to use I want to use stronger words, but yeah, that was great.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Lapis would say that.
Maybe there's something to be said about, like, she's overcome so much. Like, she's already felt so low for so long that this can't hurt her. She can, it's just one other thing to overcome.
Yeah.
Right. It was crazy thinking about how, you know, it was just, like, how much turmoil she must have been in for this to just be another obstacle, though, just because it, like, totally incapacitated everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nuts. And seeing Connie come through, too, with the sword.
Mm-hmm.
That was really nice. Because the power only affects gems.
Yeah.
Right?
Only gems.
Gems and the half gems. Mm-hmm. So Connie's just like, what's wrong with you guys?
Connie's in the free and clear.
Yeah.
The clusters, the noise of the clusters, scary to me.
Yeah.
It's spooky.
It is spooky.
It's a haunting howl.
It's spirits. It's souls.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It's just a lot of jams.
Yeah.
You should
be scared.
I can't
really think of what it sounds like.
Ooh.
The cluster.
Just like that. Boo.
Oh, okay. The thumbs up that the cluster gives Steven was great.
Yeah.
They're so worried about the cluster emerging and destroying the Earth, but it turns out...
The cluster loves the Earth.
Yeah, just, another resident. Which was nice.
Yeah.
And one of my other favorite moments I want to hear what you guys think is the when Steven goes into his like psychic state. What was it like coming, deciding that you guys were going to do that?
Like a classic ghost situation?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the line?
Get out the pottery wheel.
I think, I don't know, it was really well handled because I think there was like, how are we going to show this internal like mental battle and still, you know, let the audience know that there's like a serious fight going on.
Yeah.
So the thing with like their head, it's like their heads, he jumps.
Yeah, they're in kind of a nebulous space and the character's like standing there, and then above each character is like a smaller version of them doing the thing that they're doing in real time.
And you get to hear their thoughts too.
What inspired that actual depiction? I'm curious. Because I was like struck by that when I saw it.
I mean, certainly something that would be clear. And to understand that, like, you're in an interior space, so it's not like you can have just the character like moving. You have to have
other. Got it. Okay.
A couple layers.
Yeah.
I don't know if I think Jeff did that scene.
Yeah.
I think this was the first episodes I started storyboard supervising on, because I remember having to pose some of those.
Oh, questions. Oh, yeah. 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 Almost reminded me of like a video game, or I don't know.
I think it was there like kind of like a void behind them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, similar to the mental space of like the cluster. It's like it's a psychic space.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cool. Yeah. Like how when you saw Lapis disappear and you realized what had happened to her, you were like, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Poor Lapis and Peridot in this ep. That was sad.
It's okay. They come back.
Yeah, everybody's got to get poofed at least once.
Everybody, yeah. It's an obligatory. It's part of being a crystal gem. Seeing Peridot come up to the yellow diamond and declare she was a quad and then immediately just get, you know, poofed was a little disheartening, you know.
But
without
funny.
The protection of having without like, the protection of having the phone line.
Yeah, I guess it's like since we know that they're kind of like safe still, it's like, and you know, Amethyst had like her whole episode where she was getting poofed multiple times, so I feel like we took the edge off a little bit with that episode because it's
To desensitize people. Way to do it.
End violence.
Let's show the poofing more.
Yeah. They become numb. No, but like it still is hard to. I mean, it's just hard to see them because other people's reactions too is hard. But it was. I really liked seeing Lapis's like reunion with Peridot too. It was sweet.
Yeah.
Shame that they had to immediately get pooped, but you know, they'll have time to make up later or something.
Sometimes that's just how it goes down.
And then like it was also cool, I think, seeing how all the character growth, like when Steven like was, you know, jumping from head to head and like communicating spiritually with each of the gems, it was cool seeing like their internal thoughts, because it's not something we always, you know, get to see just because it's Steven's perspective. Like we saw, you know, Garnet's fear of keeping it together, and you know, Steven's ability to reassure her, and then Bismuth's fear of losing everyone all over again, you know, and then Amethyst, you know, just like general freaking out about the situation. And then Pearl was the most striking to me, just because like she was like talking about, I want to do this for him, I want to do this for Rose, I want to do this for somebody else. And then Steven had to just sort of say, no, you know, don't forget about yourself, you know.
Yeah.
It just showed a lot how far they'd come, you know. Just I feel like the whole falling out with finding out about Rose gave opportunity for a lot of growth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, certainly, like, you can learn a lesson and still have to deal with it consistently.
Right. You still have to face that truth.
They're multidimensional characters. They have strengths and weaknesses and faults. And, they always say, you always have to, like, keep trying.
Yeah. Which thank you. I feel like to you guys and Rebecca and the whole Crooniverse, I mean, being able to voice these fully fleshed characters is, it makes it easy because they're so accessible, I think.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't, you don't have a problem in real life and you're just like, oh, that issue with my mom, it's solved now.
Yeah.
Don't have to worry about it. Glad I got that off my plate.
Yeah.
you still gotta face it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you guys so much for coming back and talking to me about these new episodes.
Thank you, Mackenzie. This was great.
Thanks for having us again.
Listen to the Steven Universe podcast at Apple Podcasts and remember to subscribe, rate, and review while you're there. And watch the new Steven Universe animated episodes now on the Cartoon Network app. I'm Mackenzie Atwood, and I'll be with you again next week for the premiere of Volume 3 of the Steven Universe podcast. We've got a lot of great interviews and guests ready to go for Volume 3. I can't wait to share it all with you, so I'll see you guys next Thursday.